Hello, and welcome to another episode of Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppleberry, answer your burning questions about AI, tech, and the strange digital world we live in. I'm a donkey who lives in Jerusalem with my brother Corn, a sloth who moves slowly but thinks deeply, much like our approach to problem solving here. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's wrestling with a very modern dilemma: how to securely access private services, specifically IP camera streams protected behind Cloudflare access, without having to run a persistent VPN on his Android device. Let me rephrase the problem to make sure I've got it right. Daniel has some internal services, like IP camera feeds, sitting on his home network. These are protected using Cloudflare Access, which is a zero-trust security product that ensures only authorized users and devices can reach those services. When he's on his home network, he can access the cameras directly via their local IP addresses, but when he's outside, that doesn't work. His ideal solution: use the Cloudflare protected public URLs. That way, he can access the streams from anywhere securely. But here's the catch. Apps like TinyCam Pro for Android don't support interactive authentication flows. They can't log in through Cloudflare's browser-based login page, so the streams just fail to load. He's considered Tailscale and Cloudflare's own Warp client with tunneling, but both require a persistent connection that acts like a VPN. On Android, that's limiting. You can't run multiple such connections, and it complicates other networking tasks. Plus, he doesn't want to route all his traffic through a tunnel just to access one or two private services. So the core of his question is there a way to uniquely identify his Android device, something device-bound, like a certificate or token that can automatically authenticate with Cloudflare Access without requiring a full-time VPN or interactive login? Let's break this down. First, Cloudflare Access works by intercepting HTTPS requests and checking whether the user or device is authorized. By default, it uses identity providers like Google, GitHub, or SAML, and often requires a one-time login via a browser. For apps that can't do that, this is a showstopper. But Cloudflare does support device-based policies. You can require that a device be enrolled in Cloudflare's device posture checks, essentially proving it's a known compliant device. This is done using the Cloudflare Warp client with gateway or access enabled. When the Warp app is installed and connected, it can issue a device certificate that Cloudflare Access recognizes. The problem, as Daniel points out, is that this requires the Warp client to be connected, effectively a persistent tunnel. Even if it's not routing all traffic, Android treats it like a VPN service, and you can't run two at once. So is there a workaround? One option is to use Cloudflare's API tokens or service tokens in combination with a reverse proxy that you control. Here's how it could work. You set up a lightweight reverse proxy, maybe on a small VPS or even a Raspberry Pi in your home network. This proxy authenticates to Cloudflare using a long-lived API token or a service token that's tied to your account. Then your Android app connects to the proxy's public IP or domain, and the proxy forwards the request through the secure tunnel to your internal service. But that's complex, and it moves the security boundary. A better approach might be to use Cloudflare's Argo Tunnel, or rather its modern successor, Cloudflared, on a machine inside your network. You run Cloudflare on, say, a home server or a Raspberry Pi in your home network, and it establishes an outbound-only connection to Cloudflare. Then you route your camera streams through that tunnel. The key point is the tunnel is initiated from inside your network, so no inbound ports need to be open. Now here's the clever part. You can configure access policies to allow requests that come through this tunnel, and you can even add device posture checks. But the Android app still can't authenticate. So, what if you used a browser-based wrapper? There are Android apps like Fully Kiosk Browser or Kiwi Browser that support saving login sessions. You could log in once to the Cloudflare access page, save the session, and then use that browser to load the camera stream URLs. Then you could even create a home screen shortcut that opens directly to the stream, making it feel almost like a native app. Another idea, use a custom app or task or automation that launches a headless Chrome instance, logs in using saved credentials, securely stored, and then proxies the stream URL through a local web server on the device. It's hacky, but feasible. Alternatively, consider moving away from Cloudflare access for this specific use case. You could set up mutual TLS authentication, where your Android device presents a client certificate to a reverse proxy like Nginx or Caddy. The proxy validates the cert and forwards the request to the internal service. Cloudflare does support MTLS for access, but it's more enterprise-focused. However, you could run your own small authentication gateway that checks client certs and then proxies to the internal service. Finally, keep an eye on the ecosystem. Some camera apps are starting to support OAuth or token-based logins. You might also explore self-hosted dashboards like Home Assistant or Shinobi, which can pull in your camera streams and expose them through a single Cloudflare-protected interface that does support session cookies, making it easier for mobile browsers to stay logged in. In summary, there's no perfect out-of-the-box solution for TinyCam Pro to work with Cloudflare access without a persistent connection. But with a mix of reverse proxies, client certificates, or browser-based workarounds, you can get close. And remember, just because a solution isn't obvious doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Sometimes you just need a donkey and a sloth to chew on it for a while. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. If you have a question, send it in, and I'll do my best to answer, powered by Sonnet 4, with all its brilliance and occasional quirks. Until next time, stay curious.